Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And in this great nation, there are very few things of which you can stand accused that are more hateful, less acceptable, more un-American than religious prejudice. This is a country which, as a matter of pride, ever since George Washington and writing letters to congregations of different kinds, and Thomas Jefferson, the same thing. The idea of the United States as a haven from religious hatred, religious resentment, religious bigotry, that has been an important part of what this republic is. And right now, in a congressional committee that has been taking testimony all morning from the Attorney General of the United States, the Honorable Merrick Garland, who, by the way, for years was an appellate judge. Remember, he was appointed to the Supreme Court by President Obama, but that appointment was delayed, and instead it went to Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch. In any event, the point about Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is he just blew up today during this committee hearing because he was accused of religious prejudice. Is the accusation fair that Merrick Garland has been out to get Catholics, that his department has shown anti-Catholic prejudice? That is what a former Democratic congressman turned Republican said this morning that provoked a very heated exchange. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will get to that. We also are going to be speaking later with Michael Rubin about what is going on about the U.S. and Iran drifting toward reconciliation or drifting toward war. And then the auto strike. Is the auto strike a death knell for Bidenomics? There's a claim in the Wall Street Journal that it is. We'll also be talking to Peter Coy about that. And then a series of conclusions by leading Democratic analysts about how Biden is losing the Latino vote. We're going to be speaking to Ruben Navarrete about that later in the show. Okay, first of all, Merrick Garland began his testimony this morning, the Attorney General of the United States, with an opening statement. And the opening statement was meant to absolve the Justice Department of some of the accusations that have been made about the way that Merrick Garland is running it. Accusations that suggest that there are different standards based upon your partisan political orientation. Here is what Attorney General Garland had to say about that. Clip 12.
And our job is to uphold the rule of law. That means we apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans, or different rules depending upon one's race or ethnicity or religion.
Okay, and then he went on to tell a moving story about his own family background. This is clip 10.
The Justice Department's job then and now is to fulfill the promise that it is at the foundation of our democracy, that the law will treat each of us alike. That promise is also why I am here. My family fled religious persecution in Eastern Europe at the start of the 20th century. My grandmother, who was one of five children, born in what is now Belarus, made it to the United States, as did two of her siblings. The other two did not. Those two were killed in the Holocaust. And there is little doubt that but for America, the same thing would have happened to my grandmother. But this country took her in, and under the protection of our laws, she was able to live without fear of persecution. That protection is what distinguishes this country from so many others. The protection of law, the rule of law, is the foundation of our system of government. Repaying this country for the debt my family owes, for our very lives, has been the focus of my entire professional career.
Okay, and after that moving speech, he was taken on by Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Jeff Van Drew was elected to the Congress of the United States as a Democrat from New Jersey, from New Jersey's 2nd District. And he opposed the first impeachment of Donald Trump. So he left the Democratic Party. He became a Republican. And then he was reelected as a Republican in 2020. And Jeff Van Drew had this to say, which got an extremely heated response from Attorney General Merrick Garland. Listen.
Standing up for their proper education of their own children. I hold you accountable for the anti-Catholic memo. Imagine sending agents undercover into Roman Catholic churches because they were supposedly domestic terrorists. And I hold you accountable for unleashing a special counsel with a history of botched investigations on our current president's political rival. The Department of, under your leadership, I am sorry to say, has become an enforcement arm of the Democratic National Committee. If there is a perceived threat to the Democratic Party, this DOJ attacks every single time. But when there are actionable threats against conservatives, this DOJ stays put. Violent protesters outside the Supreme Court Justice's home, unpunished. Attacks on pro-life centers, unpunished. The two-tiered system of justice is clear, and it's clear to the American public. And the buck stops with the man in charge. That man is you. The actions of the DOJ are on you. The decline of Americans' trust in our federal law enforcement is on you. The political weaponization of the DOJ is on you. Attorney General, I need a simple yes or no to the following. Just yes or no, because we don't have much time. Do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of I'll be happy to answer all of those.
Attorney General, I control the time. I'm going to ask you to answer the questions I
asked. You control time by asking me a substantial number of things.
And I didn't ask you those things. I made a statement. Attorney General... Through the chair, I ask you, do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists?
Okay. I have no idea what the traditional means here. May I answer your question?
Yes or no?
The idea that someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is so outrageous, so absurd.
Mr. Attorney General, it was your FBI that did this. It was your FBI that was sending, and we have the memos, we have the emails, we're sending undercover agents into Catholic churches.
Both I and the director of the FBI have said that we were appalled. Have said that we were appalled by that memo.
So then you agree that they're not extremists?
We were appalled by that memo.
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
I think that...
Are they extremists or not, Attorney General?
Everything in that memo is...
Are they extremists or not? I'm asking a simple question. Say no if you think that was wrong.
Catholics are not extremists. No.
Okay. Is this kind of exchange beneficial to anyone? There was more, because Jim Jordan had his time of questioning. So did Representative Thomas Massie. But so did one of the most conservative members of Congress. In fact, so conservative that he's thinking of leaving Congress, Ken Buck of Colorado. who really was very much worth listening to. We'll continue with the grilling of Attorney General Merrick Garland and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that they have been arguing about during the House hearings led by Jim Jordan of Ohio, those House hearings that basically are interrogating and putting a great deal of pressure on the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. The Jim Jordan, leader of these hearings, has had this to say about what he believes to be the political, politicized, one-sided, unfair, and partisan administration of justice by the Attorney General of the United States and by the entire Department of Justice. This is Jim Jordan saying, the fix is in. Listen.
The fix is in. Even with the face-saving indictment last week of Hunter Biden, everyone knows the fix is in. 4.5 years. 4.5 years the Department of Justice has been investigating Mr. Biden, an investigation run by David Weiss, an investigation that limited the number of witnesses agents could interview, an investigation that prohibited agents from referring to the president as the, quote, big guy in any of the interviews they did get to do, an investigation that curtailed attempts to interview Mr. Biden by giving the transit team secret a heads up, an investigation that notified Mr. Biden's defense counsel about a pending search warrant, an investigation run by Mr. Weiss, where they told the Congress three different stories in 33 days.
Okay, the point was, and this was a part of the answer that was given by the Attorney General, the David Weiss, the this now special prosecutor who had begun basically as a United States attorney, he was appointed United States attorney by Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump selected him to begin investigating Hunter Biden 5 years ago. And those investigations have been going on, and they have led to the indictments, three of them, of Hunter Biden on the gun charges. He may face more and real problems. And the idea that this is somehow the responsibility of Merrick Garland, who came to the Justice Department after David Weiss had already been appointed and selected under Attorney General Bill Barr and under Donald J. Trump as President of the United States. There is more. Thomas Massie, representative from Kentucky, libertarian-leaning, he accused Merrick Garland of breaking the law, of standing in contempt of Congress. It went this way this morning on Capitol Hill. This is clip four.
The American public sees what these tactics are. Now, I want to direct your attention to a video here that we're going to play.
Not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those policies partly.
That's not our policy, though, and we fund you. So let's move on.
Do you know how?
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Peter Navarro was indicted for contempt of Congress. Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you give us this answer? This is an answer that's appropriate at a press conference. It's not an answer that's appropriate when we are asking questions. We are the committee that is responsible for your creation, for your existence, of your department. You cannot continue to give us these answers.
Okay, these answers having to do with decisions, many of them, that were made before Merrick Garland came to Washington, D.C. Eric Swalwell, the very partisan Democrat of California, who with his own political ambitions, you may remember briefly he was running for president, which was a joke, but he displays two tablets at the House Judiciary Committee hearing showing a running clock of Representative Jim Jordan's January 6th committee subpoena evasion. These were evasions of subpoenas, which is what they're talking about now, regarding the select committee investigating January 6th that Jim Jordan chose not to respond to. Listen.
Mr. Attorney General, my colleague just said that you should be held in contempt of Congress, and that is quite rich, because the guy who's leaving the hearing room right now, Mr. Jordan, is about 500 days into evading his subpoena. About 500 days. So if we're going to talk about contempt of Congress, let's get real. I mean, are you serious that Jim Jordan, a witness to one of the greatest crimes ever committed in America, a crime where more prosecutions have occurred than any crime committed in America, refuses to help this country, and we're going to get lectured about subpoena compliance and contempt of Congress? Jim Jordan won't even honor a lawful subpoena? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's no credibility on that side.
Okay, he's talking about Jim Jordan's unwillingness to testify regarding January 6th. And there's another point that's made by a Republican today. And again, Ken Buck has been impressive, because when you listen to him, you can't tell immediately, oh, this is a Republican, this is a conservative Republican. Ken Buck is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He is thinking about leaving Congress, there are reports today, and taking up a commentary position on television with Fox or with Newsmax or, frankly, with CNN. This is Ken Buck addressing himself to the somewhat battered Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. Listen.
You know what people would have said if you had asked for U.S. Attorney Weiss's resignation when you became Attorney General? U.S. Attorney Weiss's resignation. They would have said that you were obstructing the Hunter Biden investigation, that you were firing a Republican appointee so that you could appoint a Democrat to slow walk this investigation and lose the leadership of that investigation. If you had made the same decision a year later because you were frustrated that the prosecution wasn't moving fast enough, they would have again said that you were interfering with the prosecution. If you, when U.S. Attorney Weiss asked to become special counsel, if you had made the decision then to appoint someone else to special counsel, people would have criticized you because you would have been taking someone out of the investigation that knew the facts, that could lead the investigation, and put someone in who would have had to come up to speed on the investigation and wouldn't have allowed major decisions to be made until they came up to speed.
Okay, that's Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado. We will continue on all of this. Meanwhile, government shutdown coming up. And coming up, we'll talk about Iran and the Biden $6 billion deal with Iran. That and more on the MedVet Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan today accusing the Justice Department of protecting President Biden and his son Hunter while targeting former President Trump. A new strike deadline has been announced by the United Auto Workers President Sean Fain. He said if no substantial progress in contract talks has been made by noon this Friday, they will call on more local unions to expand their strike against Dodge, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. New York police looking for a third suspect in a deadly drug exposure case at a Bronx daycare. Authorities say a large amount of fentanyl was found on top of children's play mats. A one-year-old died last Friday. Several other children got sick. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show yesterday at the United Nations General Assembly, a president made a speech, not the President of the United States. His speech, which was generally well received, was basically about the ongoing struggle against authoritarianism and against Putin's Russia. But there was another president who said the U.S. was responsible for stoking the Ukraine war. And by the way, Israel walked out during that part of the speech. The president who delivered that speech, talking about the U.S. responsibility and how the project to, quote, Americanize the world had failed, that was President Ebrahim Raisi of Iran. Ebrahim Raisi of Iran is in a celebratory mood because of the deal that was made by President Biden and his administration regarding five American citizen hostages. They were originally Iranian. But Michael Rubin is somebody who has known a great deal about Iran. He is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He has lived in both pre- and post-war Iraq, spent time with the Taliban, and knows something about what is going on with the recently teetering government of the mullahs in Iran. Michael Rubin, you don't particularly like the deal made with Iran, where the United States has released $6 billion, that's $6,000 million, of money to the Iranian government. What are they likely to do with that money?
Well, first of all, I don't like that deal. And
look, I've also, in the course of my career, met Ibrahim at IEC. I've heard him speak. I understand his mindset based on hearing him speak in not at the United Nations, but in other settings. If you want to understand Ibrahim Raisi, imagine a Bolshevik, a communist, in 1920s St. Petersburg or Leningrad, ranting and raving on the street corner. That's what Ibrahim Raisi is like. Now, when it comes to this deal, the problem with the deal, not only is it extortion, not only is it both extortion and a massive inflation and an incentivization to grab Americans in the future, but the Iranian economy is such that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps basically controls it. If you want to understand the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps' business empire, and I say this without moral equivalence, imagine taking the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, merging it with Bechtel, Halliburton, KBR, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, ExxonMobil, and Walmart. That's what it's like. And so this money is going to be pumped directly into the Iranian economy in a way where the Revolutionary Guard gets its hands on it first and can use it to subsidize further terrorism.
Yeah, and Raisi said yesterday to the UN that Iran will never, never surrender its right to have peaceful nuclear energy. Has there been an American response to that since that statement was made yesterday?
Well, there hasn't been an effective American response. Remember, not only is the $6 billion in released money flowing back to Iran at a time when Iran is enriching far above the limits it needs for a civilian energy program, but the reason why there's such suspicion when it comes to Iran's nuclear program is because they've been caught doing things like engaging with warhead design and triggering devices for a nuclear warhead. None of that is how you power a coffee machine in the kitchen. This is why there's such suspicion. And also, if I may, when you have uranium for a nuclear reactor, you enrich it to 5.4% enrichment. Medical isotopes are often around 20%. Iran is now enriched up to 60 or 70%. That's getting very, very close to the level of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs. There's no energy purpose or medical purpose for such enrichment.
All right. This is very likely a point that was brought up today. Today, for the first time since Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, was returned to power last December, for the first time he met face-to-face with President Biden. And is it likely that Prime Minister Netanyahu brought up his concerns, which have been very passionate and very consistent over the years, his concern about the nuclearization of the Iranian military?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain that Bibi Netanyahu brought it up, but the problem is that perhaps, and this is just the unfortunate nature of personalities, the ability of the Biden administration and Biden himself to hold a grudge transcends perhaps a broader picture of what international security should be. And so I just hope that the Biden administration and the aides who are accompanying Biden can see the forest through the trees rather than focus on Benjamin Netanyahu, the personality, who fairly or unfairly they've just decided they very much dislike. We've got to get out of the mode, whether it's with Prime Minister Modi in India, whether it's with Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia, or whether it's with Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, of allowing personalities to trump the security interests of the United States. And we've got to stop bashing allies and then giving adversaries $6 billion.
And when you talk about the problem with personalities, I mean, part of President Biden's distrust of Bibi Netanyahu would probably have to do with his speech to Congress some years ago during the Obama administration, where Netanyahu was seeming to show a greater sympathy and understanding for the very pro-Israel slant of the Republican Party.
I think that's a fair assessment, Michael, but you get, I mean, I think what is actually at play here, because there was already animosity within the Obama administration to Benjamin Netanyahu at the time, is the Americans get into a mode of believing their own spin. And once they believe their own spin, they don't want anyone to burst their narrative. It isn't just Israel during the with Barack Obama. If we go back to President Bill Clinton and the 1994 agreed framework, Bill Clinton gave the South Korean president at the time the Bibi Netanyahu treatment before there was a Bibi Netanyahu treatment, simply because the South Korean president said, this nuclear deal is a bad deal, and North Korea is going to cheat. And you know what? He was right. And when it comes to Benjamin Netanyahu, the same thing is true.
What's the proper response at this point after this deal has been made? Should we be negotiating for more hostages?
Well, what I find unbelievable is we left hostages behind. We left Jimmy Samad. Now, most of the hostages who we ransomed were there those who went under their own free will to Iran to try to conduct business, and they ran afoul of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Mafia. Jimmy Samad, who is an American, lives in California, was kidnapped and brought to Iran from the United Arab Emirates. There's no reason why we should be giving $6 billion and leaving someone behind.
Michael Rubin, you can read his very informed, very important and relevant commentary on what has been happening in Iran. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with government shutdowns. Really? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is some relief, I guess, because the Federal Reserve just announced that they are going to be leaving interest rates unchanged. What may have been happening was perhaps they expected even a reduction in interest rates, and there's disappointment about that because the market, which had been up over 200 points, has now slipped back. It's down 46 points, the Dow Jones, and the S&P down 35 points, which for the S&P is serious. But meanwhile, part of what is going on when it comes to economics and Bidenomics, which more and more looks like an unmitigated disaster, has to do with a government shutdown. And who gets helped by this? There's a piece in Vox that says it's that time of year. Congress is once more staring down a government funding deadline at the end of September. And today's September 20th. I mean, come on. We're talking about very, very soon. And things are looking grim, says Vox. The threat of a shutdown is especially high this year given Republican control of the House and a promise from far-right members that they'll reject funding bills unless their demands on issues like spending cuts and Ukraine are met. The stakes, a government shutdown, depending on how long it goes, could affect federal employees and services. When the government shuts down, agencies are typically forced to furlough some of their employees while others work without pay. Additionally, there can be disruptions to key services like immigration courts, which makes the immigration crisis all the worse. Some food inspections, which probably won't do any wonders for food prices either, and facilities at national parks. Senator John Cornyn, one of the leaders of the Republican caucus in the Senate, John Cornyn of Texas spoke on the Senate floor about the prospect of another government shutdown. This is clip 8.
Not a fan of government shutdowns. I've noticed from my experience that when that happens, the same problems that caused you to shut down the government are still there staring you in the face when the government reopens. And it creates a lot of collateral damage and a lot of collateral expense. It doesn't actually save money. It actually costs more money because of the disruption. And shutdowns harm innocent people and create needless uncertainty for our economy.
Okay, when he talks about it costing more, when people are not paid on time because the government has shut down, that costs more money. You have to make up not only what you didn't pay, but there are, in effect, penalties that are built into the entire system. The Wall Street Journal, again, no fountain of liberalism, Wall Street Journal, the leading conservative publication in the country, has an editorial today. It says, Hakeem Jeffries, that's the Democratic leader of the House, probably can't believe his luck. As House Democratic leader for less than a year, he gets to watch the Republican majority implode without having to do a thing. That's the story in Congress as House Republicans form a circular firing squad over the most basic of duties, passing an annual budget. As Montana Representative Ryan Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, former Interior Secretary as well, put it in a visit to the Journal offices on Monday of this week, quote, it's hard to govern when you have snipers inside the perimeter. He means fellow Republicans who are shooting each other. The essence of the problem is that too many Republicans have forgotten the reality of the current Beltway balance of power. Republicans' only hold on power is a 4-vote majority in the House, one of the narrowest in history. Republicans don't hold the Senate. They certainly don't hold the White House. This means that the only way that House Republicans can accomplish anything is by sticking together. If they can rally 218 votes to pass something, they have a chance to win policy victories. If they can't do that, they give the advantage to Democrats. It is really that simple. House Republicans have so far managed to pass only one of the 12 appropriation bills that will fund the government, the one on veterans and military construction. Thus, Congress is careening toward a possible government shutdown at the end of this month, 10 days, when the current fiscal year ends. House Republicans can't even pass the defense or homeland security spending bills, which should be the easiest and contain many GOP priorities on military spending and border security. Recalcitrant members, snipers inside the perimeter, are demanding that somehow the House cut even more spending than the debt ceiling bill stipulated. That debt ceiling bill that was passed last time when they were facing another government shutdown over the debt ceiling, but they had that extended. Right now they're struggling to extend the operations of government until the end of October. I mean, we're not talking about a long-term solution at all, and because it's so impossible to find even a short-term solution, they are looking away. There are members of the Republican caucus who are willing to shut down the government, writes the Wall Street Journal editorial board, willing to shut down the government to make their point, which is the equivalent of holding your breath until you pass out, or actually until you die. Conservative and moderate factions worked out a spending stopgap bill that cuts overall non-defense spending by 1% from 2023 levels to keep the government running through October 31st. But even that seems to lack the votes. We'd be happy to support spending brinksmanship if it served some achievable goal. But taking responsibility for shutting down the government is a sure political loser. The party that seeks a shutdown is always the party that's blamed. The result in this case would likely be even more spending, as Republicans need Democratic votes to reopen the government after it shut down, and Democrats will demand something for it. The GOP will get few, if any, policy victories. This is also obvious, writes the Journal, so civics 101, that it's amazing to watch grown men and women who ran for Congress, refusing to get it. Too many Republicans apparently come to Washington these days mainly to blow things up and count their TikTok followers. Some backbenchers point the finger at Mr. McCarthy and this or that promise he supposedly made in order to become Speaker. But who is their alternative to Kevin McCarthy? Is it Matt Gaetz? The kamikazes might be able to depose Mr. McCarthy, but then they'll turn around and chew up the next unlucky person who takes the job. Republicans narrowly won the House in 2022, promising to rein in Democratic spending excesses. And they have. But they lack the votes to significantly change the direction of policy. To do that, they need bigger majorities, and they need to win control of the Senate. There's actually breaking news on that that's very encouraging to Republicans. We will get to that in a moment. But they conclude this editorial by making the point on their current path, Republicans, however, and if they shut down the government, that would be a stupid, futile gesture. All they will have done is to make it easier to turn the gavel over to Speaker Jeffries. This is an extraordinary failure of perspective. Because the perspective is necessary, and the most important thing in this editorial that I just shared with you is the inability to recognize when you have a four-vote majority. You can't afford to lose anybody. But it doesn't mean that the 20 people who are shutdowners actually should be in control. There needs to be some cooperation of people across party lines to try to protect the government, the economy, the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.